I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. So today I want to take a different approach to our meeting because I've been getting a lot of questions, maybe just because it's the start of the year. I'm not really sure why, but I've got a lot of people have been asking me about a bunch of different online courses and, you know, what I endorse or what I think is a good course for SEO or Facebook ads or, you know, whatever it might be. And so I thought about, well, maybe what I'll do is talk a little bit about some courses that I like. But then I had a second thought on that and said, well, better than that, what if we talk about how to actually choose a good one? Like, regardless of what the topic is, like, how do you choose a good course? And to give you the tools that you need to be able to figure out if the course that you're considering is going to be the right one for you. And I've taken a ton of courses. So what I wanted to do today is kind of unpack all the different things that I've kind of learned over the years from taking a bunch of classes and courses online and so forth, and give you the tools to be able to decide whether or not the course that you're considering is going to be the right one for you. And this is not one of those sessions where I save the best tip for last. I'm going to give you the best tip first. And the biggest, most important thing, and the reason I'm saying it first is because if you can't make it till the end or whatever, at least get this one thing. You have to figure out, what is the outcome that you're really looking for? That's the big question. Are you looking for something where you're just going to like learn a new skill or like pick up a new skill to kind of add to the mix of things, and you're just looking for the information on how to do something new, like how to be better at SEO, or, you know, what's the trick for, you know, working your way through the Twitter ads admin panel or the Facebook ads admin panel or whatever it might be? If that's the outcome that you're looking for, that's very different compared to trying to transform something, like fundamentally change and transform something about your business or about your mindset or about your life or about your health or whatever. Because like what we're talking about right now applies to like any course out there. And the very first thing to think of is, what is the outcome that you want out of the course? And if it's something that's informational, then you're going to find that the duration of the course is probably shorter, the price is going to be lower, you don't really have a whole lot of direct access to the individual clients. Like, for example, I just took a Twitter ads course from Udemy, I think it was. And I think it was like $100. It wasn't a very expensive course. And I was literally just looking for the information on like, how do you work your way through the Twitter ads dashboard? And like, how does all that work? And, you know, just give me the information. Just kind of give me a tour, like a tutorial through the course. And I was not really looking to transform anything about my business. I just wanted to learn how the thing worked. And so it was informational and, you know, it was fine. I didn't really feel like I had any sort of life-changing moments or anything like that came from it, but that wasn't what I was into it for. And so if you're, on the other hand, if you're like looking to do something huge, like you're trying to like double your income or, you know, build a six-figure business in less than a year, or like take your projects from like $2,000 projects up to $10,000 projects, if you're trying to do something big, like something huge, like transformational, then you need to be looking at a different kind of course. And so those are the two big things. So there's like informational courses, there's transformational courses. And the big caution is, be careful not to trick yourself. And this is one of the things that comes up all of the time. Like, I always find myself encountering this situation where I'm talking to someone and they think they need something informational. Like, they, if I could just figure out how to, and then, and they fill in the blank with something, and then they think, well, that would then therefore change everything. Like, you know, people constantly, and myself included, like I find myself falling into this trap all the time, which is why I'm talking about it right now, that that if you can recognize yourself kind of slipping down this slippery slope of thinking, oh, well, I'm almost there. If I could just do fill in the blank, if I just knew how to, you know, work Twitter ads or whatever, then I would be able to attract the right clients and change my pricing and find everything would be better. Or another one would be, if I could just learn how to attract clients, then everything would be fine, because once I get the client on the phone, then I'm able to, you know, like almost all the time, like I have a really great close rate, I'm great on the phone, people tend to like me. If I could just get people on the phone, then, you know, everything would be better. How do I get more people on the phone? I just need that one little thing, because if I could just dial that in, everything would be better. But especially with that particular example, the problem is not getting more people on the phone so that you can then do your thing. Because like by the time they get on the phone with you, the reason you have such great success closing them is they probably already want the thing you're telling them about. And really, it just comes down to price. It's like, can they afford what you're talking about? And if so, great, they'll work with you. And so just figuring out how to get more people on the phone is not a trivial thing. You know, that's a transformational thing, because what you need to really do is you need to change your mindset. You need to probably change your marketing. You probably need to change your business structure. You need to change the way you talk about the outcomes that you generate. You know, there's a ton of things that fundamentally need to shift so that you attract more people to want to book phone calls with you or to set up meetings with you. That's a fundamental shift. But it's really easy to think it's just a tiny thing. I just need to learn how to find better clients. And if I could just dial that thing in, then everything would be better. But it's not true. And the way that you can kind of detect that you're sort of sliding down that slippery slope is you think to yourself, how big of an outcome would it be for my business or for my life or for my health if I were able to make this change? And so then you would think, well, you know, especially the thing about, you know, if I could get more people on the phone, well, a lot of times people think, well, if I could just do that, that would be the difference between my $30,000 business and $100,000 business. And that's a monumental change. That's a huge thing. And so when you're trying to think, oh, well, this little fix is going to generate this big outcome, that's a red flag that you're kind of tricking yourself into thinking that like an informational course is going to get you to where you want to be, when ultimately what you need is like a transformational course. And again, the big difference between the two is, at least in the way that I'm defining it here, is like if you're looking for information, like how do you work the Twitter ads dashboard, or how do you work the Facebook ads dashboard, or how do you, you know, what are the new tips for better SEO in 2020? Like those are all informational things, and you learn that, you can apply that to your business and it might make a difference. You know, at least you know something that you didn't know before, and that's a good thing. But it doesn't change the fundamentals of your business. It doesn't change your mindset. It doesn't really change your marketing message other than you just add one more thing to the list. So like if you're sitting there thinking in your business, hey, okay, I've got a pretty nice buffet of technical things that I can offer. What if I added one more thing into the mix? Would that change everything for me? Like, so if you currently do graphic design, you know, email marketing, web design, whatever, and then you say, okay, I just added Twitter ads to the mix. Is that going to change everything? Is people suddenly going to want to book calls with you now, and you can now, you know, raise your price from 2,000 to 5,000 or 8,000 or 10,000? Like, can you do huge shifts like that because of that one thing? And if the answer is, I don't think it's going to happen like that, then what you really need to be thinking is, okay, well, I need to really reconsider this and fundamentally transform the way that I'm thinking about this. And that's the kind of thing that you really can't do in isolation. You can't do it in a bubble, and you can't really do it in a very large group kind of online course like Udemy or something like that. So that's like the biggest tip that I wanted to mention. And I think that the number one reason that people don't tend to get the results out of the courses that they take that they think they're getting is because they've kind of tricked themselves into thinking, oh, well, if I just added this one thing, that would really change the whole equation for my business. Like, for example, if I could just add Twitter ads or Facebook ads or Google ads or SEO or whatever into my technical buffet, then, you know, everything would be better. But the truth is, you have to change the buffet. Like nobody, you can't go around selling individual technical services anymore. It's just too inexpensive. And here's the bottom line with that, is you set yourself up as a commodity. Because like if you say, I do websites and Twitter ads and Facebook and SEO and all that stuff, there's so many other people that say the same thing. And so if you're looking, if a small business is looking for those individual services, then they can be found everywhere. And so what you really need to do is restructure the way that you present yourself so that you attract a different type of client that's looking for a bigger, better outcome. And that's the key to high ticket consulting, which is what we talk about here in building high value WordPress sites. So that's kind of the big, big, big point. But there's a few others that I wanted to mention too. There's like three or four other big points too, but that's the biggest one. The next one though is the course that you're thinking about joining, is that going to be structured for your success, or is it structured for the success of the person who made the course? And so, you know, that's a big thing to consider. Like who is actually winning here? And the reason that I wanted to bring this one up is I thought about outing the program, but I'm not going to do that. I'm not trying to, you know, do anything to dissuade anybody from taking any particular courses, or I'm not trying to, you know, cast any bad lights on anything, but instead just give you the tools so that you can evaluate on your own for whether or not you feel like this is the, you know, a particular course is a direction for you. So what happened was someone said, hey, I found this course, and the course was specifically designed to help people take a skill that they know, like a skill set that they have, and then turn that into like an online coaching program that they can run for themselves. And I was like, okay, well, that's a pretty cool thing. You know, it certainly can be done. Like, you can absolutely take a skill that you have and then help other people by teaching them that skill and doing it in the form of an online course. You can absolutely do that. In fact, DoubleStack is very much like that. It's like, I've been able to bundle together a bunch of skills I've picked up over the last 18 years. And, you know, I'm helping other people, you know, build six-figure WordPress businesses. And that's cool. And so, okay, I thought, oh, all right, so that's a good outcome. Like, so if that's the course and that's what the outcome is, that's a good one. Like, that would be really cool. So now let's kind of pull the covers back and see if the course is structured for your success as kind of like a student in the course, or if it's structured for the person who made the course to be successful. And so, you know, so I said, here's a couple questions. One would be, how many people are in the course? And then the answer was, there's like over 20,000 people in the course at the same time. And so first of all, that was kind of impressive that so many people would sign up for the course. But then I thought, well, is it just because the course has good marketing and big names behind it, which it does? And or is it because so many people are having great results that more and more people want to join? And so I'm thinking to myself, well, okay, if I'm going to be putting together, you know, something where I'm taking kind of like a raw set of skills and bundling that into something where I'm going to be teaching, like if that's what I'm learning how to do, like take a skill set, make an online course out of it, and that's what the course is about, then, you know, there's a lot that goes into that, right? So there's like figuring out how to discover what the skill set is that you even want to teach, and then figuring out, you know, how you can actually help people with those skills and building a marketing message around that and figuring out how to attract clients and figuring out how to talk to your clients so that you can convey something that resonates with them and, you know, build some sort of an architecture to deliver the course. Like, how do you do that? And, you know, there's so many things. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on about all the things you need to put together in order to actually take a skill set that you know and create a program for people out of it. And so I'm thinking, okay, well, if there's 20,000 people in the course at the same time, how am I going to get my questions answered? Like, how does that work? You know, like, do I get to call the guy that made the course, or like, what's that all about? And so that's another question. It's like, do you have access to the person that created the course or not? And so, you know, so I asked that question. The answer came back, well, no, you don't really get access to the person who put the thing together. Instead, what you get is you have the ability to send emails into their support team. And so like, well, what credentials do the support team people have? Like, you know, how does that work? And what's the turnaround time? And do they really have the people that I'm talking to really have the expertise to help me in my particular situation? And, you know, if the answer comes back no, then you might be thinking, well, this course is probably structured for the course creator's success rather than you yourself. And then another big question is, can I talk to anyone before I join this program to see if it actually works, like to see if it's for me, or am I not really the right fit for this? Like, is there anyone to talk to about that? And so, like, for example, with DoubleStack, like, you can't even join DoubleStack unless we talk first. It's like there's no button on the website to sign up because I don't want people to sign up getting in over their heads. I don't want people to, you know, join thinking that they're going to learn something that they're not. Or, you know, if I don't think I'm going to be able to help in whatever way, like, I don't want to bring people into a situation where I don't feel 100% confident that I can help them get the results that they want. And so that's a question that you should ask about any course that you're taking is like, is there anything that would disqualify you? Like, are there any prerequisites that you have to meet before you can sign up? Or is the course creator just willing to take anybody with a pulse and a credit card? Like, as long as you can pay, are you in? Is that all there is? Or is there going to be something where people are saying, hey, you know what? Maybe it's not the right timing. Maybe you're great. In fact, just yesterday, I was talking to a great guy on the phone about DoubleStack. And, you know, I thought that he had the mindset to be successful. He was very resourceful. He was really nice and high energy and, you know, just a fun guy to talk to. But I didn't allow him to join DoubleStack. Not yet. Because he didn't know how to, he was just getting started with WordPress. Like, he didn't really have the skills yet to actually do something high value for clients yet. He just didn't have the raw skills. And so he was actually in a different program, kind of ramping up his skills with regard to like installing and actually doing the technical process of building a cool WordPress site. And so I said, hey, you know what? I would love to work with you, but not now. So I can't let you into the program now. Instead, you know, go ahead and, you know, keep doing what you're doing. And I actually pointed him to the direction of a couple of other things that he could do to kind of ramp up his skills. And then I said, once you get to the point where you feel comfortable with that, let's talk again. And then maybe double stack will be a good fit. So you should do the same thing. Like if you're thinking about joining a program, whether it's double stack or anything else, and first of all, can you even talk to anybody about it? Or do you just read the marketing material on the site and then sign up and then kind of get in over your head? You know, if that's the case, you probably don't want to sign up. But even if you do have a chance, is the person who you're talking to, are they willing to say, hey, this isn't right for you, or not yet at least, and kind of save you from getting overwhelmed and into a situation where you're not going to be successful? Like, is the course creator using their perception and their skills and everything to make sure that they're bringing in people who really will achieve the outcomes that they really need, or are they just taking anybody with their credit card? So that's a big question. And so so that's a big thing to think through. And then another big point is the program going to be priced for success? And so what I'm about to say kind of has two parts to it. And the pricing for success is a really important thing, because like if you're joining a program and it's like $50, and you're thinking, well, what am I going to get for the $50? Like, how can the course creator provide you with like the hands-on experience and like being there for you and taking calls and you know, doing, you know, paying special attention to you if the whole course is only worth $50? It's like they don't have the time to do it. And it's kind of like if someone hires you as a web developer and they only have a budget of like $500. It's like, what can you do for $500? I mean, it's like you don't have the time to put into it to generate the outcomes that they really need from you. And the same thing goes with online courses too. It's like if you're looking at a course and the price point's so low that you're not going to be able to get access to the course creator or the support that you need, and you know, you don't have the hands-on experience that, or the hands-on like help that you're looking for, then it's not priced for success. It's like it's too cheap. On the other hand, if all you're looking for is like an automated walkthrough tutorial of the Twitter ads dashboard, then maybe $50 is fine. You know, like that's, and that goes back to our first point, which is why it's so critical. It's like, what outcome are you expecting? Are you looking for like a little tweak, or are you looking for like a transformational thing? And when you figure that out, then you can say, okay, well, is this going to be priced for my success or not? And if it's something cheap, then, and it's offering a transformational outcome, then it's not priced for your success, because the course creator physically can't do that. And there could be a couple reasons. It could be they simply don't have the time to, you know, how much time can you put into it? Like if, like for example, if somebody hires me to do one-on-one like consulting with their business, I'd sometimes charge like $20,000 a month for that. And so, you know, how much help can I give someone for $50? And so that's a big problem, right? So when you're thinking about what course you're trying to sign up for, can the course creator afford to put the time into it that really makes a difference for you? On the other hand, if it's going to be something transformational, then, you know, maybe when you're getting up into the $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 price point, there is enough time. You know, the course creator can actually reinvest back into you to really give you hands-on, one-on-one help with things. And so that's a big difference in terms of the outcome that you're looking for. And then the last thing, well, there's a couple more things. You know, how about how long have they been, I've got all these notes over here. So how long has the person who's offering the course actually been doing the stuff that they've been talking about? And this is kind of a crazy one, but especially like from Facebook ads, because like I advertise on Facebook for Double Stack and whatever. And so I'm kind of in the pool of other people out there. So I see a lot of the ads, and like so many, like most, I would even say most of the ads that I see appear to be from people who just took a course and they're trying to like recycle what they just learned in their own course. And it's like, they've been doing their thing for like 2 seconds and they don't have any longevity, no experience, no real life experience doing what they're teaching. And the way you can kind of tell is they often will say, hey, well, here's the quick fix for a transformational thing, right? So like, you know, steal my emails, send those to your prospects and you'll win $10,000 clients. Or here's like the quick blueprint to get to, you know, this huge business or whatever, and all you need is this one little thing. And that's kind of what we were talking about before, because people are so easily tricked. Like the default mindset of most people is, I just need a little thing. I'm almost there. If I just keep pushing, I'll be there. I just need one little tweak and that will unlock the whole thing. It's so common for people to think that A small tweak will result in a giant outcome. And the truth is, it almost never works like that. If you want a giant outcome, you have to have a giant change. And that means you have to have personal development. It's going to feel overwhelming at times, and it's going to feel frightening and stressful, and you have to take the jump into it to actually get the outcomes. I mean, I know this too. I've invested into all kinds. I remember one time I spent like $15,000 on an online course. And I was like, holy smoke, that's the most I've ever spent on an online course. But I was looking for a transform as like a big thing. It really wasn't even an online course. It was actually more like a mentorship, like a mastermind group. But even still, the point is that was really expensive, right? Especially compared to $50 or $100 or whatever's on Udemy or whatever. So big price point differences. And then the big question is like, how long have people been practicing what they're teaching you? Is it something that they just kind of picked up from someone else's course? They're recycling it, or, you know, have they been doing it for a long time? And another way that you can tell is, do they have anything new to say about things? Like, do they have a unique perspective? Do they have any genuine thoughts that they can contribute on the topic, you know, from their own? Like, I kind of had the scene from Good Will Hunting. I don't know if you ever seen Good Will Hunting. It's that movie with all the guys that go up to Boston, and they're walking around in Harvard, and Will Hunting is, you know, the main character and everything. And they go into this bar, and like his friends, like Will's friends, are like these construction workers, and they're trying to like hit on some girl or whatever. And all the people in the bar are smart because they all go to Harvard. And then you know, Will's friends are kind of like construction workers, so they don't know anything about the Harvard classes and everything. And some other guy comes over who's like, you know, this kind of fancy looking guy or whatever, and starts trying to embarrass Will's friend by saying all of this stuff out of some kind of history book or whatever. And so Will, who happens to be a crazy genius, like really, really smart, comes over and starts, you know, kind of combating kind of this intellectual competition between this Harvard guy who's read all these books and Will sitting there trying to say, okay, yeah, I read that book too. I know that quote too. You know, do you have any thoughts of your own on the matter? And like, that's legit. It's like, when you're looking at it on enrolling in an online course, you know, see, do they have any thoughts of their own on the matter? You know, that's a big point. Otherwise, it could be a red flag that they're just recycling what somebody else taught them 2 seconds ago. And, you know, if that's the case, then why not take the original course, you know, instead of these copycats? So that's kind of a big thing. And do they get results? Like, that's another big question. Is like, is there any evidence that the course that you're taking has other people that have gotten the results that you want out of it? So like, it's one thing to say, hey, you know, I'll help you build a six-figure business in less than a year. It's another thing to actually do it. So like, in fact, I just literally interviewed Alex, who was in this group, who literally built a six-figure business in less than a year doing this very thing. Or landing $10,000 clients. It's like, you know, I oftentimes say, well, here's how you get to like $10,000 plus clients. And, you know, even if you're starting at $800 and like go to doublestack.net and look at some of the stories, we got a whole family. We got the DoubleStack 5-figure family of, you know, tons of people that have generated $10,000 plus clients out of their business. So if you're thinking about joining a program and those are the kinds of outcomes you want, look and see if the people that you're working with have those kinds of results. Or like if you're looking for a weight loss thing or whatever, if you're looking for some kind of health thing, you know, look and see if people are losing weight and getting healthy and, you know, having the outcomes that you want. And so see if people get results. And then here's the last one. The last one that I wanted to mention before we kind of close down for the day is the opportunity cost. And this kind of goes back to the pricing and the outcomes and things like this. And it's a different kind of way to think about taking action. And it's the kind of thing that you really want to think through before you jump into a program, because you want to say, well, what would happen if I didn't? Like, what would happen if I didn't take action? What's the cost of not taking action? And most people don't think about that at all. Most people only look at the price of the course. And this primarily only applies to transformational courses as opposed to like information or tutorial style courses, because the informational courses tend to be pretty low cost anyway. It's like $50 or I remember one time I saw a Udemy course on Twitter ads for like $10. It's like, well, what's the cost of not taking it? What's $10 going to do for anything? But like, if you're looking at a program that's going to cost you a couple thousand dollars, then you want to say, well, what's it costing me if I don't do that? And then you think, well, okay, most of the clients that I talk to, like through DoubleStack and everything, most of you guys are at least landing clients for around $1,000 right now. And so like, what if you miss out on one client a month, like something like that? What does that cost? That's like for $12,000 a year, even at those low value clients, even at like $800,000 clients. What if you, what if your average project is like $2,000 or $3,000 and you're missing out on one of those once a month? I mean, now you're like $24,000, $36,000 a year that's just slipping through your hands because you're not taking action. And so then compare that with, well, what does it cost to actually do something about that? Like to actually fix it. So like, you know, make sure that the program's structured for your success and that you have access to the coach and you've, you know, the guy that's teaching you is actually doing something that he's done for a long time and that people are getting results and like, make sure that you feel like it's a good fit. And like, if DoubleStack is a program you're considering, like, let's talk, like go over to doublestack.net/call and book a time. And you and I specifically talk about this to see if it's a good fit. And then if all of that stuff lines up, then think, well, what is it going to cost me if I don't do it? And this is one of the things I really wanted to bring out, because a lot of times I'll talk to people, especially like in a WordCamp setting where it's kind of group, not so much on the phone one-to-one. Most of the time it's like, if I'm at a WordCamp or a meetup group, or, you know, somebody invites me to speak somewhere, you know, most of the time people will say, well, I don't want to do it yet. Let me see if I can, you know, land a few more clients and then maybe I can afford to get help or something like that. And the big problem with that is things tend to get worse each month until you fix it. And so like, if you feel like it's tight right now, imagine how tight it's going to be 2 or 3 months from now when you're just still going down that downward slope, you know? And so the biggest thing that I can really suggest with regard to this is like, if you feel like it's important to you to get this kind of a change in your life, like if you feel like I just have to do something to save my business, I've always wanted to be self-employed. I want the freedom. I want the lifestyle. I want to build this agency. I really want it now. And even if your life situation is tight, that's okay, because what's the cost of not doing it, right? So like, what if you don't do it now? Is it somehow going to get better later? It's like, usually the answer is no. Like usually it gets worse later. And then you get into a situation where however hard it is today to take action to fix the problem, it's double or triple or quadruple hard 2 or 3 or 4 months down the road. And then you legitimately do get stuck where you can't do anything. And you just have to get stuck, you know, working some other job or doing something else that you don't want to be doing. And it's harder to dig out of that hole. So the faster that you can do something about it, the better off it is for you. And so one way to think that through, and again, like just to kind of reiterate what I was trying to underscore a second ago, is one way to think that through is, what is it costing me by not fixing this issue now? Like, what is it costing me by not being able to get more people on the phone and to land more clients? Or what is it costing me to only be able to charge, you know, $1,500 for a website instead of $5,000? Like, what is it costing? Like, what if I could just do that once or twice? Well, how big of a difference would that make? And then, of course, you know, take that out through the rest of the year and say, okay, well, I've got this fixed now. I'm onboarding clients. And like, one of the things that we talk a ton about in DoubleStack is how, what if you had 6 or 7 clients and all of them were paying you roughly like $1,000 a month, something like that. And then on top of that, you also had a setup fee of around $5,000 per client. Well, that's a recipe for a 6-figure business. You know, like that's awesome. So it's like $7,000 a month coming in just off residuals. And then on top of that, whatever you charge to kind of build things out. And that's just assuming that most clients are only at that $1,000 price point. Like sometimes you'll connect with people that are ready to pay you $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 a month right off the bat. And so that's an important thing to really think through, is like, what happens if you had that? Like, what if you had an extra $5,000 a month coming in right now? How awesome would that be, right? Like, what would you do? Like, what would it be like in your life to think, okay, my office is 8 feet from my bedroom. I'm bringing in an extra $5,000 a month or $10,000 a month. And, you know, what does that mean for the relationships in your family? Or what would it be like for your children? What other things could you do? Could you take a better vacation? Could you finally pay off the student loans or get out of the car debt or whatever, pay off the credit cards? It's like all of the things that you could be doing, you know, pile that, it all piles up so fast. But most people don't think about that when they're considering, you know, trying to do something about their situation. They only look at, oh, wow, that's kind of, you know, I don't have $1,000 to spend in a course. I certainly don't have $4,000 or $5,000 or $6,000. But yet it's costing you like $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year to not fix the problem. And of course, when you see both sides of the coin, it just doesn't make any sense not to do something about it, assuming that all the other things we just talked about are there for you. You've got the support you need. You've got the community around you. You've got the resources that you need. You have access to the coach. The coach is getting success. He's been doing it for a long time. You know, all of those other things kind of line up so that the program's structured for your success. And by, you know, getting these types of results, you really save yourself tons of heartache. And the faster that you do it, the better. And so so that's kind of what I wanted to say about how to pick a good online course. And if you want to see if DoubleStack is right for you, which it happens to be an online course, right? So go over to doublestack.net/call and let's talk about it, because everything that we've talked about was really critical. It's like totally on my heart to make sure that if I'm going to go ahead and put together a program that's really going to help people, you know, make a $75,000, $100,000, $120,000 a year working out of their houses, you know, like a six-figure WordPress business out of your house where you can really interact with clients and you don't have to constantly hunt for clients because you have these long-term, high-value clients. Like everything that we've talked about to make sure it's structured for success. I only work with like 20 people at a time. So there's not 2,000 people, meaning that, you know, we do one-on-one calls. You have a help desk to directly communicate with me. Every single week, we get together for a group call where you find like 10 or 15 people on the call at any particular time. And, we really dive into these things, and everything that we've talked about, I've intentionally put together so it's structured for you to be successful at getting these types of results. And right on top of it all, it's like, you just can't sign up for the program. We have to talk first. And so why don't we do this? Head over to doublestack.net/call, book a time to talk with me, and let's see what's right for you. And I will flat out tell you if you're not ready for it, if I don't think it's a good fit, if for whatever reason, I don't think it's going to work out and you're not going to get the results, I would much rather tell you, I don't think it's going to work out. I'm not the best person to help you with this. Let me point you in another direction where you can get the results that you're looking for. I would so much rather have that experience than to say, oh yeah, come on in. And then for you not to have a good outcome and for you to, you know, somehow just not get the results that you're looking for. And then, you know, and then just a bad situation for everybody. Like, I don't want that. I would, you know, I do everything that I can to prevent that up front, which is why we talk first. And so so go over to doublestack.net/call, and then we'll talk about it. And what we'll do during that call is we'll talk about, well, what are your current skill sets and how are you currently attracting clients and what price points are you charging? And if you tried to raise your price and people are not taking the jobs anymore, like, why not? And then what we'll do is we'll rework all of that and like fundamentally transform those things. So I'm not talking about like, let me just add SEO to the mix. I'm talking about like, how can we restructure your business? And ultimately you come away with three things. The first big thing is I can help you add some additional tools specifically with regard to generating outcomes for your clients, like specifically with like sales funnels, landing pages, lead magnets, like different forms of email marketing and so forth, so that you can actually do something, like actually generate outcomes for your clients. And then what we do is we wrap a new marketing message. We like fundamentally transform the marketing around your business so that you aren't attracting people that just say, oh yeah, I want to pick a couple things off your technical buffet. But instead they say, yeah, I want all that stuff. And so there's an art to that. And it's overwhelming to try to do it by yourself. But when you're surrounded by a community of other people and people that can help you, then it's not that complicated, and it creates this fundamental shift in your business. And then that ultimately means you have a different business structure. So rather than doing these kind of quick one and done projects where you have to just cram them through like month after month after month, try to get like, you know, a project a week or something to get anywhere near a six figure income. Instead of that, how about, you know, 6, 7, 8, maybe somewhere between 5 to 10 clients, and you really help them, like you really serve them. And by doing that, you get these high ticket long-term clients, which means you spend like the big shift really in terms of like your weekly workflow is so much more of your time is spent doing real work and helping real people rather than just grinding it out, trying to like go to networking events or stalking Facebook groups or, you know, writing like these lengthy proposals for projects you haven't even won yet. And like, instead of doing all of that, why not actually just do the work with the clients you already have so that you can really help them? And, you know, so that means you're going to need to feel super great about your technical ability to deliver results. And you're going to need to have the marketing to attract people that want that. And then ultimately you get the business structure so that you can build a six-figure business on your own, working out of your house as a WordPress consultant. So if that sounds cool, head over to doublestack.net/call. We'll talk about it, see if it's a good fit. And if so, then we'll start dialing this stuff in for you. And so do that. So I'm looking forward to talking to you. Head over to doublestack.net/call and we'll take it from there. All right, guys, great talking to you. And looking forward to catching up again next Tuesday. Take care. High five. Boop.